We all struggle. We all struggle. But through it all, I know I'm blessed. But through it all, I know I'm blessed. And I'm grateful.
Appreciate the blessings, appreciate the inner peace that I got when I'm stressing. Appreciate the fact that you don't leave me out here guessing.
Welcome to another episode of the Grateful Dread Podcast. I'm your host, Jimmy Soul, aka the Grateful Dread. Today I'm getting to this pretty late. I've been to the beach twice today already. And it's like 2 p.m. right now on the East Coast while I'm doing this. And first time I came, I left my phone charger in the studio yesterday, so my phone was dead, so I didn't go get my phone charged until after I came here the first time. And then I've been here for a while sitting here watching this Russ interview. First of all, this morning had to be like the most beautiful day ever. I woke up, it's 50 degrees in Connecticut in January. The sun was so bright. I've never seen it this bright. And the waves are just like constant. It really sounded like Miami to me. Like, it really took me back there when I was in Miami, waking up in the morning and being in that ocean. And this is the sound, so it's technically the ocean, but the waves aren't usually that crazy. But today was just, I don't know, it was just heavenly, man. It was such a good morning. And right out as I was leaving, I'm walking back to my car, and I see this guy pull up in his car. And it's the dude I knew, because I'm a human or whatever, I have a good memory. It's the same dude that always feeds the birds every day. Every time I see him, he comes here, he feeds the birds. Now, what blew my mind this morning was as he was pulling up, all the birds started flying. I'm talking about from like, it looked like they were way 500-600 yards away, so like maybe even like further than that. And like they recognized his car. And I was like, yo, they know this is him. They know this is the dude about to give him the food. Like, they recognized this dude's car. And I'm talking about from far away. They flew. I'm talking about all the birds from all over. They all flew to his car. And, of course, he gets out and he feeds them. And they're ready to pounce on the food and eat it. And it blew my mind. And I just, it felt like such a awesome moment to witness. I was like, yo, that felt like amazing. I don't know why it was so amazing, but I kept thinking, that's crazy that them birds recognized the car and knew that that was their food. And it actually made me think about something I was talking to. It was just a moment in a conversation I had yesterday at the studio with this producer, Point Guard. And he said, sometimes, it probably happens to you a lot in life, but you have this opportunity right in front of you and you don't even recognize that that's your blessing. And you might not know that, like, you know what I mean? You didn't utilize the opportunity like you could have because you didn't recognize the person or whatever. And then I was just watching this Russ interview today, and he mentioned recognizing your blessing. It was a Drink Champs interview. And he was saying, like, a lot of people don't do that. They don't recognize their blessing. And I knew right when I heard that that was going to be the subject for this podcast today, was recognizing your blessing. I didn't really know how I was going to apply it at all. And then I keep watching this podcast. I'm watching this podcast. And time is going by. This is like a 3-hour Drink Champs episode. And I'm noticing, like, you know what? It's starting to get a little... The day's not going to be here much longer. I got somewhere to be at 4. I'm supposed to be in a studio session at 4:30 or something like that. And it's 51 degrees in Connecticut. And the pink swings are right there. They're right there. And immediately I thought, oh my God, you're about to miss the opportunity to make a memory with your daughter. And possibly your other daughter. I know Maya's really excited about going. Molly's acting like she don't want to come to the beach. But I'm like sitting here like, yo, you're not recognizing your blessing right now. See, sometimes we think that our blessing is always this A&R we're going to come across, or this financial whatever, or But sometimes you really got to recognize, like, yo, the blessing today is today. You know what I mean? For me, it's like this. It's not every day you get a 51 degree day when your kids are both home on a weekend Saturday in Connecticut in January, yo. This is a blessing, and it's a blessing that I need to, number one, recognize, number two, receive, and number three, appreciate and add value to. So I'm like, you know what? I got to shut off this Russ interview. I first of all got to do this podcast real quick, get this up and running, and I got to shut this interview off because that can wait. I got to see this blessing and this opportunity that's right in front of me right now to go get my daughter and go push her on the swings. And let's play rock ball. And let's go sit here by the water and enjoy this together. Because I could mess around and sit here and just enjoy it by myself for hours, yo. Like, I get stuck here. But I was grateful that I caught myself and I was able to recognize the blessing and hear what God was trying to tell me all day. You know what I'm saying? I felt like he'd been trying to tell me since yesterday. You're going to need to recognize your blessings. You're going to need to be aware. And I'm just really grateful because I know I'm about to just go pick up my daughter. And we're going to have an absolute amazing time that far surpasses the amount of enjoyment and fulfillment I was going to get from sitting there watching the Russ interview while sitting here at the beach. Now, while that is awesome, that'd be just as awesome sitting in my couch. But like I said, I need to appreciate this blessing. The whole goal of this podcast is to remind people to appreciate the blessings. And the thing is, you definitely can't appreciate the blessings if you don't recognize the blessing first. So my message for today is recognize the blessings in your life and appreciate them. So, but I'm still going to finish with my signature phrase. As always, appreciate the blessings.
Appreciate the blessings.
So thankful.
I'm blessed. Yes, appreciate the blessings.
I'm so grateful to be alive.
And I thank you. Appreciate the blessings.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. Yes, appreciate the blessings.
So are you.
And I thank you. Appreciate the blessings.
Appreciate the blessings.